Let me open in prayer. Holy Father, keep us, Sio Baptist Church, in your name. Keep us from the evil one. Sanctify us in the truth. Thank you that your word is truth, that we might be one, even as you and the Lord Jesus are one, and the world might believe that you sent Christ and you love us as much as you love Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You realize how much God loves you? I don't think we do. You know, I've been all week. Mike asked me last Monday, or actually a couple of Mondays ago, if I would be willing to give a message. I'm not willing. But God is willing to work through me. I had all kinds of excuses why I shouldn't be standing behind this pulpit today. But for some reason, He wants me up here. I think there should be like a big black veil that stands in front of this pulpit, and then I could just stand back here and talk to you. Because it's hard for me to be considered a spokesman for God. You know what that means? It means someday I get to stand before God and He's going to know, say, Tom, you know when you gave that message there in Sio Baptist Church? You know the part about blah, blah, blah? Hopefully He's going to say, job well done. I don't want to hear the words, you know, maybe you shouldn't have said that. So as you prepare a sermon for the people, it's not easy. I don't know how Mike does it day after day, other than the fact that that is what he is called to do, is to preach the Word of God. And he does it well. Was he called to communicate to other people on a private level? I don't think so. I don't know. I know. I mean, if you have a phone and you can text, you can talk to Mike all you want to. You know, but I've come to know and understand my brother that's the way he is. You know, I don't take offense personally when he walks by me in the hall and if he's texting somebody, because, you know, he might be texting somebody that's in dire need, you know, of his attention. And a simple hello to me is really not that important. I know he loves me. I know he loves everybody in this room. Otherwise, why would he do it? You know, we are called to be one body, one mind, and one spirit. It's what God has called us to do. Can you put that verse up there? I wasn't sure where God was leading me this week, but it kept coming back to unity in the body. We as a body of Christ are many different pieces, but we're all one body. And I've been involved here enough at Sio Baptist Church that I know some people have pretty strong opinions on how things should be run and how things should be done. And I ask myself, God, how do we put this all together? There's only one way to put it all together, and that's through the love that He gives us through His Spirit. Love one another. Mike asked, who amongst you does God love the most? He loves us all. each and every one of us with all of his heart. I've got a story about my life that I didn't know I really wanted to tell or not, because it's not a pretty story. I was about probably 19 years old, sitting in a barracks in North Carolina, long ways from here. Had come back from the Vietnam War, and I'd probably been back there, I don't know, maybe a year. It was a good time for me to just kind of deprogram for the war. There was a lot of them that were just discharged right from Vietnam, sent home, sent out on the streets. And I know a lot of them didn't cope with that. I had the opportunity when I was in Vietnam to extend for 6 months over there, because I had a year and a half to go when I come back. And if I would have extended for 6 months, I could have got out a year early. That sounded great to me. I wasn't a Christian at the time, but God was speaking to me. I was in at the orderly's desk. We were filling out the extension papers. He had just finished them. He had slid them across the desk to me to sign for the extension. And about that time, the jet pilots and the what they call bird dogs, little Cessnas that would go in and spot for the airstrikes, used to trade off. They would fly jets for a while, and they'd come in and fly the bird dogs, Cessnas. Well, one of them thought he would give us a hello visit in a jet. So he dropped down about 10 feet off of our flight line and made a pass, kicked in the afterburners on the other side just as I was getting ready to sign the papers. I thought my whole world blew up. I got up, took the papers. I'm going home. God's trying to tell me something. So I went home, and as you know, the end of the 60s and early 70s, there was a lot of protesting and everything going on in the United States, and me being the stupid kid that I was, you know, I wanted to be part of it, you know. So I got mixed up with the wrong bunch of people, and back then Timothy Leary had given us a new mind-altering drug called LSD. It's not pretty. So a friend of mine got a hold of some of this stuff, and it's just like a little corner of a piece of paper with a little, some kind of dot on it. He said, "Now, Tom," he said, "this stuff is really nice." He said, "but remember, you want to just take a quarter of it." So being back there, kind of my own boss, I'm sitting in my barracks room, listening to a little Bob Dylan, Janis Joplin, some of those, I thought, maybe I'll try it. So I had it in a book. I don't know how long I had it, but I had it quite a while, because I really didn't want to take it. But I looked at it and I go, "well, that's not very much. If a quarter would be good, how about the whole thing?" So I took the whole thing. I don't remember much that went on in my life in that barracks room that night. All I remember is standing before somebody in heaven. God help me. There was so much love in that presence that it was overwhelming. I couldn't even hardly stand. He wouldn't allow me to see everything. Everything was kind of a blur. But I could feel the love of God so greatly. And I can remember asking him, "Why is there so much hate and discontent in our world. He said, Tom, look around. Can you feel the love that's in this room? I said, yeah. He said, that's what it's all about. If you can take this love back to America, back to the United States, tell it to the people, or give it to the world, you would have no problems in the world. Because it's all about love. It's all about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And then the next thing I remember, I was back in my barracks room. I believe I probably died that night, but I do remember him telling me, you're not supposed to be here yet. I've got things I want you to do. There's things that you need to do for me. Tell people about my love. That's what we have to hang on to, is the love for one another. Why is it so difficult for us? When God wants us to do something, let's do it. He wants us to be one body, one mind, one spirit. You want to stand with me while I read this? This is God's word. This is holy. So the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. Those parts are you. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. We are one body. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free. We are all given one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But, in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable, treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it. So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concerns for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers. With it, if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first of all, prophets, second apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, those with speaking in different kinds of tongues, except in Baptist church, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, Do all have a gift of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gifts. And now I will show you the most excellent way. And in my Bible, it talks about love being indispensable. You may be seated. Because without love, we don't have anything. He talks about us being one body. At our last deacons meeting, a young lady came before us. God had given her a vision. Hallelujah. Said, I'd like to start a single women's group. Praise God. How many single women do we have? I've counted about 17 in our church. Are you kidding me? There's that many single women in this church? Yes. There's a need there that needs to be met. All the deacons are all married. Pastors married. So we better not be looking at single women in the church. But God has given a burden upon this lady to start this ministry. We should all rejoice in that because she is part of this body. And Brenda, if you would come forward. You come up. God wants to use her. Hallelujah. We should all rejoice. Precious Heavenly Father, I thank you for Brenda and her willingness to open up to your will, Lord, and to see that you have called her to a ministry of working with single women. And the details of it, Lord, only you know. But Lord, I know that her heart is open to receive what you have for her, and she is willing for you to work through her in the lives of other people to be able to help the other single ladies in this church. So Lord, I just pray that you would just pour a blessing out upon her, Lord. And as we as the congregation and the body of Christ here at Sio Baptist Church would just gather around her and encourage her daily and come alongside of her and ask her what her needs are, Lord, and to be able to meet those needs and to be able to bless her because of her willingness to work for you. What a special honor that is. So, Lord, I just pray that you just continue, you would just pour a double portion of your blessing upon this ministry. Watch over her, protect her from the evil one. In your son's name, amen. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you. It wasn't so bad, was it? You know, I got to thinking about that, and because here is a person that sees a ministry in our church that I didn't see. It's clear to me now that there's definitely a need there. You know, and there's other things that go on in this church too that I think a lot of us just kind of take for granted. Pastor Mike. You know, him and Wendy's not here today, but after going through what I've went through this week, just to be able to stand here, I pray for that man. I need to pray more for him. You know, I pray that God would just continue to work in his life and touch him in a way that only God can. And I pray for us as a congregation that we would just learn to accept Mike for who he is and not expect him to change to the way we think that he should be, because this is a person that God is working through. God is telling this man what to do. We should be behind him 100%. We have communion every Sunday. Don't let me forget. Okay? This is something that God has told Mike, you know, whenever my people come together, let's have communion. Let's remember Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. There's people in the church that don't like the way we do communion now. They like the old way we did communion. You know, in the old way, I thought was great. I could sit there and I could be served. You know, I didn't have to come up and make it public that I stood for Jesus Christ. But you know what? It's not about how we do communion. It's about the fact that we do communion. It's not about us. It's about remembering Jesus Christ. You know, there are many people with different ministries in our church, you know, and sometimes we kind of get off on our own and we kind of do our own thing and we like the way the things are going, and all of a sudden here comes Mike that you haven't seen in a couple of months maybe or a couple of weeks or whatever and says, you know what, we're going to change things up. I think God really wants us to do it this way. We get offended, you know. I'm no different than anybody else. But you know what? If God is prompting him for the change, get behind him. Let's be part of that change. Let's be part of what God is doing in our church. Do you really want it your way, or do you want it God's way? I think of his ministry. I think of the deacons. Guy, Tom, Butch, myself, Bill. We meet every Monday, thanks to Pastor Young there. We used to meet once a month. I'm not even sure if once a week is enough. When I first got on the deacon committee, it was all about, we need to do this to the church, we need to do that. We're spending the money here, you know, oh, this is not going good over there. And, you know, we really need to talk to this person about this, and we need to do that. And, you know, and then it's come to the point now to, you know, when we come into deacon's meeting, the first thing we do is we pray. And the last thing that we do is we pray. All the way around the table, all of us pray. We want God to work through us. The deaconesses in this church, Dixie and Judy and Gail, Joyce, Brenda Marsters, Sylvia, Pat Schrunk, Donna, hope I didn't forget anybody. Thank you for your ministry. You guys do so much. We take it for granted. But we need to be lifting you up in prayer. And I don't know how, what is that? Probably eight, nine girls. I had a store in Detroit, and I think I only employed 6 girls. Holy smokes. There was friction, you know. We need to do it this way. No, we're not. You know what? God bless you, girls. You know what? And if you need any help, I think you go right to Pastor Mike. He's not here. He's not here, so we'll throw him under the bus. Then we talked about single women's ministry, men's ministry, Mike and Gary, and their outreach, also Love in Action, that they do, you know. It's things that are done on the side that we don't see, and these men are following what God wants them to do. White Cross with Alpha Dean. That's one busy lady. She has so many irons in the fire that she calls all the time. What, you're doing a quilt or something now? I mean, she is just one busy lady, and she will be busy until the day God calls her home. Missions with Wilma. Thank you. All of our missionaries. Do we pray for our missionaries daily? I bet you Wilma does. We're all one body. Our morning coffee. Thank you, Russ. Every Sunday morning, it's out there. Social committee. Tom. Where's Tom? Where's Tom? Oh, he's way up there. Thank you. Greetings, John and Verna, Bill, Marv and Mary. Greeting people when they come in the door. It's all part of the body. Seniors, Mary, thank you for all the wonderful food, for putting everything together. Youth, Adam, Judy, myself, Chris, Belinda, Dan, Mike, Alyssa, other people that help out. Thank you for caring about the youth. Worship, Adam, Dustin, Harvey, Mark, Melanie, Wendy. Thank you. You're part of the body. Special music, Ellis and Joan, Jessica, Danny sometimes. Other people that come up here, the young ladies this morning. Thank you. Sound and computer. Greg, Silas, Brandon, Gary Struckmeyer. Thank you guys for being part of the body. Sunday school. We got Sharon and Fran, Guy, Tom, Alita, Gail Limbeck, Margie, Wendy, Mary Lee, Mark, Sabina. You know, and the list goes on and on. Thank you guys for caring about our Sunday schools. Property, Tom, Pat, Dean. Thank you guys. Looks beautiful. First impressions are very important. Thank you for caring about our church. Cleaning. Our church gets cleaned all the time. Jenny and her family. Thank you. Thank you. Awanas. Bill. Thank you, brother. To see all of those kids come through those doors. And there is just a ton of people that get involved with Awanas. We're all part of the body. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do. VBS. Another big program for us. Wendy and Mike pour their hearts out into it. People come alongside of them. We're talking 80, 90 kids here last summer. Hearts are touched. Part of the body. Christmas and Easter programs. I know Donna helps out with them a lot. Alyssa, you know, the people that volunteer to participate in that. What a wonderful time of the year to touch somebody with the gospel of Christ. It's all part of the body. Small groups. Get involved with small groups. It's precious time to get to know one another. One-on-one ministry. I know I have special kids in a youth group that I like to spend time with, just one-on-one sometimes. It's real important. Be good examples. The prayer warriors in our church, the ones that just pray for us daily. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers. And everybody that's involved with giving. And if I had everybody stand up for all the ministries, we'd probably have everybody in this congregation standing up right now. Because we are one body. We have the hope in Jesus Christ. We have His Holy Spirit that dwells within us. I don't think there's anything worse than a grumpy Christian. When you die, you're going to heaven. What is there to be grumpy about? We have Christ in our life. You know, we go through times of trouble in our life. But you know what? It's a time for growing. It's a time for learning. Because when God puts the Holy Spirit within us, He also gives us the fruit of the Spirit to go along with it. But unfortunately, it's not a full-blown tree. All it is a little bitty seed that's in there. And it's up to us to nurture that and to make it grow. And I'm not a farmer by any means, but I know in order for a plant to survive and to do well, its roots have to go deep. It needs that support. It needs the water. It needs the nurturing, the love that comes along with that. You have those seeds. You have everything within you to be a happy Christian. God has given it to you. I think it's Romans 5:5, I believe, where it says, hope has no disappointment because God has poured His love out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. He has given each and every one of you the Holy Spirit. And along with that comes the gift of the Spirit. But they're just seeds. They're seeds of love. How many in here know what love really is? I think I can truthfully say I stood in the presence of love. God Himself. I wish I could explain to you what true love really feels like. I have no idea how to. There is no words for it. But if you only knew just a little bit of how much He loves you, I think He would change your life. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Always hopes. Always perseveres. And love never fails. Never fails. Is that a picture of God or what? God is love. I think every married couple should have to read that every morning to one another. What do you think? We all have different gifts, you know what, but we have the same Spirit. Hang on to that. Whenever you have a disagreement with somebody or something, you know, is it worth it? It's important that we love people. Not the way that man loves, but the way God loves. We need to love people the way God loves people. If you can wake up in the morning and say, God, how can I be a blessing in someone's life today? Show me someone that I can bless today. Instead of thinking about, God, I really need you. I need you because I don't have this, I don't have that. You know, when it's all about me, 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 I think we really struggle. But when we say, God, how can I help somebody else today? I think God will turn His blessings out on you like you have never seen before. You will know and understand what love is truly about, to be a blessing in somebody's life. In fact, I kind of made a vow to myself that I'm not going to be a mean Christian. That's all you got to do. Turn it over to God. You know, there's a lot of things that I can't do, but God can do anything He wants to through me, as long as I am willing to let Him do that. Walk in love 7 days a week. Not just on Sundays. It's easy to come in here and be a Christian on Sunday. But do it 7 days a week. Just like the little get-together yesterday. What a blessing. What a blessing for the kids to see their mom and dads singing songs, worshiping and praising God. You think it's going to impact their lives? Sure it is. Not because of them, but because of God working through them. Get yourself off your mind. Think about other people. It's not about me, me, me. It's about God. Now I've asked a couple, well, three from the worship team, and they're kind of, are you kidding me? To come up here and sing a song. They sang it yesterday. No prep, anything. They just kind of got up and sang it. And Dustin's going, are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Elizabeth? Where's Elizabeth? Right there. Could you come up? Adam, Dustin? They sang a song yesterday that really, it touched my heart, and it's because I think it was God affirming to me today that what I wanted to try to talk to you about, what I could try to convey in my language the best I could, was all about the love of Jesus Christ. And as I was praying about it, you can do it. They sang this song, you know, and how deep the Father's love for me. And it means a lot that we understand about the Father's love. And I just want you, hopefully the Spirit will touch you the way that it touched me. And after they're through singing, the communion elements are here. Do this in remembrance of Jesus Christ. Take the bread, take the wine, remember Him. Do it with a loved one. Tell them you love them. And when they're done, I guess we're dismissed. Okay? So, Father God, Lord, I thank You for this day, Lord. And I thank You for the love that You, only You, can share with us, Lord. And, Lord, I pray that Your love, as it enters our bodies, Lord, that we would just learn to turn loose of that love and to be able to give it to other people in our lives, Lord. And that it would just be a big snowball in our community, Lord. And that people and the surrounding communities would just be talking about, have they gone bonkers in Sio? Man, they all think they love one another. What's going on there? Lord, we love You. We love You that You are our God. And Lord, we thank You for this day. And Lord, love. Thank you for your love. Amen.